President Trump took office nearly 100 days ago. During the campaign, he vowed to make America great again. He promised to immediately protect American workers, make the country more secure, and work with Congress to improve healthcare, the tax system, and the country's infrastructure. Trump, like some predecessors, stormed into office with what he believed was a voter mandate, then ran into the realities of Washington and global forces. As day 100 of his tenure approaches, NPR stations nationwide are asking people, how much power should any American president have? WUWM's Latoya Dennis posed that question to veterans hanging out at Dry Hooch on Milwaukee's west side.
Hi, I'm William Johnson. I'm 33. Operation Iraqi Freedom. 2003 to 2013.
How much power do you think any American president should have?
They should have a good, decent amount of power. I believe that someone that's in control should be sane enough to be in control and should have that power. I might have a few concerns, like control on people's personal life, as long as it's not illegal. I have some concerns there, you know, when the government or the president has power to dictate how you live your life.
Are you thinking of anything specific when you say that?
Maybe like how people choose their sexuality or have the power to dictate what group deserves better treatment than another group. And then sometimes it's too little power, like with President Obama, where he tried to pass a lot of bills and he didn't have enough power to pass all most of the bills that he wanted to due to, you know, just the House of Representatives and the Senate. So sometimes, depending on how power is being used, could be beneficial, but it also can be unbeneficial to American people.
My name is Kathleen. My last name is Newman. Vietnam era, private first class, U.S. Army, military police. I don't believe an American president should have total power. I believe that he needs to be accountable to other people because his one decision could, we could all have problems with it. So I think other people need to be involved in that decision where he just can't say, this for everybody, that might not necessarily be the best solution.
In more recent years, has there been anything that you've seen that has concerned you when it comes to the amount of power, whether too much, too little?
Just what's going on right now. You know, he made one decision about sending the missiles over, which has caused repercussions down the line, whether it just be they just had a bombing in Paris. You know, just different things that have happened. Korea is, you know, they have all these missiles, and I think it's a power play. It's a test, you know. And I wonder how far he's going to go and how far they're going to go. So in all actuality, it scares me.
And just to be clear, you're talking about Trump and Syria, is
yes,
that correct?
Yes, exactly. Trump and bombing Syria. I kind of understand it, but I don't really. I think there might have been another way to resolve that problem, but I don't necessarily have the answer for that.
Richard Hayford. I feel like I'm 50, but I'm only 63. I went in when I was 17. Came out when I was a little over 18.
How much power should any American president have?
I should have the sense to know that he can't have all the power.
You just heard from military veterans William Johnson, Kathleen Newman, and Richard Hayford. They spoke to WUWM's Latoya Dennis about how much power they believe American presidents should have.